Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is time for an update on LCMS disaster response, responding to the recent hurricane Helene. And I know there's another storm impending as well, but we want to take a look at what's happening with LCMS disaster response. Joining us today, the Reverend Dr. Ross Johnson, Director of LCMS Disaster Response. Ross, welcome back to the Coffee Hour.
Thanks, Andy and Sarah.
So the recent hurricane, I know we have another impending storm as well. Let's talk about the impact of devastation from the most recent hurricane. How has that impacted the southeastern states?
Yeah, the hurricane that came in last week was such a surprise, I think, to a lot of people, because typically when a hurricane happens, you anticipate that the damage or the worst damage is going to be immediately where it makes impact, maybe to the east side of the storm. So when we saw that there wasn't a significant amount of impact where the storm came in that Big Bend area of Florida, I think a lot of people initially took a big sigh of relief, like, wow, we didn't get it as bad as we thought we would get it. And then about 24 hours later, we were seeing that this storm is causing damage in areas that we didn't anticipate there to be damage. For example, hundreds of miles away, it was impacting places that we weren't ready for it to impact. For example, in Georgia. That was another place that was impacted with wind damage that we didn't anticipate. Now, the area of Tampa Bay was significantly impacted with water surge, but the rest of the area of Florida really wasn't impacted as bad as many people thought it would be. But in Georgia, there was a lot of wind damage, tree damage. We have multiple teams working right now in Georgia, but also the storm went all the way up through South Carolina into North Carolina, impacting a lot of the western part of North Carolina, which was a surprise to everybody. I think it was also a surprise to FEMA, who is trying to do rescues, trying to get the electrical power grid back up, electrical poles back up. And so everything's a little bit slow right now in the response that's going on in North Carolina. They're still trying to restore power to many parts of the western part of the state. So it's a strange storm insofar as it didn't impact the way that we typically see a hurricane impact, and it impacted places that we never anticipated.
Yeah, there's been a lot of videos and things on social media, just through my own social media feed, but then also the tours that you've been able to do to go see what's happened in all of these areas. How have the LCMS congregations throughout this whole region been affected?
Well, the congregations have been affected in a very large area, mm-hmm. and that's something that's very different. So like our last really big significant hurricanes, Hurricane Harvey, Hurricane Katrina, those affected one big city bank. Hurricane Harvey affected the churches in the area of the Golden Triangle of Texas and Houston. Houston obviously is a big city, and Louisiana was impacted by Katrina, a large city as well. But this is impacting multiple cities. So it's affecting four different states. It's affecting multiple districts of the LCMS. So with this being about 500 miles long from Tampa all the way up into Asheville, North Carolina, we're seeing many communities of LCMS churches. There's a church, Mountainside Lutheran Church. It's the only church in about eight counties in North Carolina. It's been completely flooded out with chest high water. They're going to have to completely remove all the drywall, everything that's inside of the church, the parsonage, the church office, all the pastor's books were completely destroyed by the hurricane floodwaters that came into the area. Also, the camp Lynn Haven, which is a camp in North Carolina, a beautiful camp. About 12 of their buildings were completely flooded out with floodwaters that were chest high. And so what we're doing is we're collaborating with the Southeastern District of the LCMS to come up with a strategic plan of how we as the Synod, the district, RSOs, congregations, individual donors can help with getting Camp Lynn Haven both mucked out, getting all the debris out of the camp, and then helping them rebuild. The rebuild's going to go on probably for months in Camp Lynn Haven and also Mountainside Lutheran Church.
And that's, if I recall correctly, Lynn Haven is a facility that operates year-round with retreats and things like that, right?
Yeah, it's a camp. It's a recognized service organization, an RSO of the Synod, and of course, an LCMS congregation that's also housed on the same property.
Hmm. So that's going to be quite a process to get them back in order and back to serving in the ways that they have in the past. What are the efforts that you see in congregations? So those are in North Carolina, correct? In the, you mentioned some damage in the Tampa Bay area, St. Pete as well. Any reports from LCMS congregations and Florida, Georgia district?
Well, we had two congregations in Florida that were impacted. One with about 15 members that had water in their house, and the second church had more like 50 of their members that had water in their homes. So we're working with those congregations. We're trying to clear out all the debris out of their house and then help them rebuild in some capacity. We have a team that's based in the Tampa area that's doing volunteer disaster response work there. And then in the Georgia area of the Florida, Georgia district, we have two disaster response teams, one in Valdosta and the other one is in Augusta. And they're doing chainsaw work because that's the need that they have. What we see after hurricanes is if somebody has trees down all over their property, that's something that's not covered by hurricane insurance. But many times it can cost them thousands or tens of thousands of dollars to get those removed on top of all the other expenses that they have. And so one way that we can show mercy as Lutherans, as volunteers, is to do a lot of the tree removal, but also clearing out people's homes and helping them kind of rebuild. We do a lot of work through our LCMS congregations, giving out grants because some things people just need to buy to replace, and some things just take money. And so we're doing a lot of grants through our congregations, districts, and recognized service organizations to help people kind of get back on their feet. Unfortunately, we're not able to take care of every economic need that they have, but we can do something in the name of Christ to be a light in a very dark and frustrating time.
Mm-hmm. There was just the disaster response conference just happened in this building just a few weeks ago. We've talked a lot about the training that people go through in order to respond to these disasters. How has the growth of these Lutheran early response teams helped when disasters like this happen?
One of the blessings that we have is we have trained volunteers across the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. And so when a disaster like this happens, not only are we able to financially help, but we're able to deploy volunteers that have been trained in what to do, what not to do. But why do we do this as Lutherans? And part of it is we come alongside of the Lutheran community, not just helping out Lutherans, but helping out people in the greater community. Maybe they're completely unchurched. I would say often the vast majority, more than 90% of the people that we help out are not Lutherans. They're not even churched. And we as Lutherans, we help them out with their physical, temporal needs, but we also bring them the comfort of the gospel, which is something that's very unique about us as a disaster response organization, because we are the church that's responding. So sometimes we have the opportunity to kind of talk about God in the midst of this disaster. And when someone's lost all their earthly goods, a lot of times they're also going through a spiritual crisis. And that's where our Lutheran lay people that are trained in how to present the gospel, how to talk to people that are going through tragedy, can also kind of have a sit-down conversation and have access to somebody that maybe would have never gone inside of one of our Lutheran churches. And they have the ability to be confronted with the gospel message in the midst of a very difficult, dark time.
What are the needs moving forward with the outlook that we have? What are the needs so far?
So three ways that I think people can help from across the United States is one, genuinely praying for these people that are going through tragedy, praying for this storm that's imminently about to hit Hurricane Milton, that somehow that the effects of this will be lessened, in that God will somehow be able to use this tragedy for his good. And then secondly, is considering volunteering. Volunteers, the hands-on is something that we are looking for and needing to help out after these floods, after these hurricanes. And then thirdly, to consider generously donating so that we can continue to have these volunteer centers so that we can help out and give grants to people and congregations and recognized service organizations and to homeowners that have been affected. The best way to give is to go through lcms.org, and that's lcms.org/disaster. And that will take you, and you can choose if you want to give to wildfires, floods, hurricanes, however you like to give. We can help out people that are going through those different types of tragedies. Also, we have a LCMS a disaster response Facebook site. And we kind of post updates and prayers and information about what's happening. So that's on Facebook, and you can just search LCMS Disaster Response or go to our website. lcms.org/disaster.
lcms.org/disaster. Also, how can we learn more about volunteering and becoming a part of Lutheran early response teams?
So on our website, lcms.org/disaster, we have information about how to volunteer, but also how to be trained to be a volunteer so that you can do it safely and also know how to work with others in a safe manner.
Very good. Our guest today, the Reverend Dr. Ross Johnson, Director of LCMS Disaster Response. Ross, thanks so much for being our guest.
Thank you, Andy and Sarah.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.